when I was growing up, I really loved the Looney Tunes cartoons. Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd, Tweety Bird, Marvin the Martian, Wile E. Coyote, super genius, Ralph Wolf, and Sam the Sheepdog. Basically, Ralph the Wolf is actually really Wile E. Coyote. If you look at him, he looks exactly the same, but they are actually different characters. Ralph and Sam are in several, actually seven, classic episodes together, of which they basically have the same theme. Sam and Ralph arrive at work every morning, greet each other pleasantly, punch in on the time clock, then go to their respective jobs. Sam protecting the sheep, and Ralph trying to catch, snatch, steal, and eat the sheep. In all of the episodes, Sam the sheepdog, despite being a sheepdog with hair that covers his eyes all the time, always manages to protect the sheep, saving them from Ralph's increasingly ingenious schemes to catch them. After a long day of defeating Ralph at every turn, beating him up, knocking him down, Sam and Ralph punch out on the same time clock and go home, bidding each other good night as they go. The episode, A Sheep in the Deep, has to be one of my favorite all-time episodes from this series and has one of my favorite scenes. In the episode, it appears that Sam has finally fallen asleep on the job. So Ralph sneaks off, snatches his sheep, and carries it away. The next scene shows him sharpening up his knife, getting ready to eat the sheep. When the sheep suddenly stands up on its hind legs, takes his sheep clothing off, revealing that he is in fact Sam the sheepdog. Ralph stops, puts down the knife, then takes off his wolf's clothing, showing that he's actually a scrawny sheep. Sam takes off his dog clothing, revealing that he's actually Ralph the Wolf. Ralph takes off his scrawny sheep's outfit, revealing that he's actually a scrawny sheepdog. Then Sam takes off the Ralph the Wolf outfit, revealing himself to again be a sheep. So Ralph takes off his scrawny sheepdog outfit, revealing that he's Ralph again, and then he grabs the sheep by the neck, and then it turns out that it's actually a stick of dynamite that is about to explode. Yeah. Layer under layer under layer under layer. Sheep, then dog, then Ralph, then sheep again. That's who we are. That's who Christians are. That's who Jesus has called us to be. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." In the cartoon, Sam the sheepdog is always on duty, always protecting the sheep, always victorious over Ralph the Wolf. Even when he's sleeping, he protects the sheep. He's a good dog. He's a good shepherd. But the image I like the most is when the sheep stands up on its hind legs and takes off its sheep's clothing to reveal that he's really Sam the sheepdog. That's a powerful image that has stuck with me since I was a little kid. The sheep are really shepherds inside. Throughout the long history of the church, ministry is understood as being one of shepherding. In generations past, church congregations are often thought of as being the flock. And even some of the titles used for clergy come from this setting. Pastor comes from the Latin word for shepherd, from the verb pascere, meaning to graze or to cause to eat or to pasture. Shepherds guide and guard the sheep, care for them, tend them, feed them, lead them to places where they can graze, rescue them when they get into trouble, chase off the wolves when they come to steal and to eat some of them. Pastors are called to guide the congregation, care for it, tend it, feed it, lead it, protect it. And when you call me pastor, that's what you're saying. And that's what Jesus is saying here. I am the good shepherd. I am the good pastor. The good shepherd, the good pastor, lays down his life for the sheep. A pastor is called to serve, protect, lead, feed, guide. Pastors are shepherds. And the people of God, the congregation, the sheep, the flock, as was depicted in the cartoon, when the sheep stands up and takes off its sheep's clothing, revealing that it's really Sam the sheepdog, the people of God, the congregation, the flock, are really shepherds too. You see, while it is definitely my job as pastor to shepherd the congregation, it's also your job. Think about that for a moment. It's also your job as the congregation to help the shepherd shepherd the congregation, to help lead, to help guide, to help feed, to help rescue and protect the flock. In a moment, in an instant, we can go from being a plump, fluffy, happy sheep to stepping out of sheep's clothing to reveal another shepherd. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You know what that word means, amen? It means so be it. My friends, you are all of you. Despite what you're wearing, all of you are shepherds.
So be it.
Thank you. That's what it means to be called to be a pastor. You go from being a sheep to being a shepherd. It's what this church was doing, by the way, when I came here a year ago. You were caring for yourselves. The retired sheepdogs in your presence proved that they never really were retired. The Garys, the Bobs, the Judys, the Pams, and others stepped up and took on the duties of shepherding, and the flock did too. You stood up and took off your sheep's clothing and became shepherds for each other. And that's what the church needs to be doing all the time. I'm blessed to be your pastor, your shepherd. The symbols of ministry are sometimes shepherding symbols, like the stole representing the yoke. For instance, it's no accident that the bishop's crozier or crook, the outward symbol of the office of the episcopacy, is actually a shepherd's crook, that stick with the hook on the end used to snatch and drag a sheep to safety. And just as the bishop can't do her job of shepherding us without her pastors, so also pastors cannot do our jobs of shepherding without all of you also shepherding. Few things please me more in my ministry here at this church than when the preschool kids and the preschool teachers refer to both Cade and me as the pastors. After a year among you, you should be aware that my husband and I work as a team together. He's more than just a second set of eyes and ears for me. He gives me a different perspective and a broader view. He notices things that I don't notice. I'm not equipped to notice. But I'm a later generation and can't notice. And he does so with an approach that is different from mine. Cade and I do work in ministry together. We have what economists call a multiplier effect on each other's gifts and graces. And that's the same for all of you. The rest of the congregation helps to pastor, helps to shepherd, helps to protect and lead and guide and feed the whole body. That's what we're called to do. That's who we're called to be. We're called to be like that sheep in the cartoon. And when things get going wild, we're called to stand up, take off the sheep's cloak, and become a shepherd too. It makes it easier for me, for us, for all of us, for all y'all. It makes it easier for us to be engaged in mission and ministry together as fellow shepherds and sheep. Because when we do that, then I have, and you have, and we have, and all y'all have, time to spend on doing something else that Jesus told us to do. A little later on in today's gospel reading, he said, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd." That's Jesus, friends. Oh, there's more sheep than what we see here? Yep. And I'm not just talking about those who show up once or twice a month or once or twice a year, but aren't here today. If everybody came on the same Sunday, we'd have Easter Sunday attendances every Sunday. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You need to say yes to that. Yes. I'm not talking about that. As important as that is, as important as it is for the whole flock to be here, to be present, to be involved, to be engaged, living out the vows that we have made to pray, be present, give, serve, and witness, the other sheep are more than just those who aren't here right now. The other sheep are those who are not here yet. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Did you hear that? Our job, our responsibility is not just to take care of the flock we have here and right now, actual or potential. It is equally, if not more important, that those other sheep that Jesus is speaking of be brought in too. There are other sheep that do not belong to this fold, not yet. Sheep that we are called to welcome, to invite, to go out and get and bring in. Seekers to whom we must be open and welcoming and inviting. Flock, that's what we're called to do. We have a powerful welcoming statement that we read this morning. We have distilled it down even further into a vision statement that reads, "Grace United Methodist Church envisions a growing, diverse, inclusive community rooted in faith, committed to social justice, and dedicated to sharing God's boundless love. We work to actively dismantle inequities and create safe spaces for all to fully participate in our community, because grace is for everyone." Notice how the statement is both actual and aspirational. And notice how it is outwardly turned. We work to actively dismantle inequities and create safe spaces for all. That's not just us. All to fully participate in our community, because grace is for not some, not a few. Grace is for all. everyone, without exception. It is paramount that we grow spiritually, intellectually, emotionally, relationally, and numerically. It is imperative that we focus our attention outward, building, growing, enhancing, expanding our spiritual life together, our missions and ministries together, our scope and radical hospitality together. And to do that, we have to make some changes. We've been saying this now for quite a while. We began with a vision and strategic planning session just last month. And that was just the first of such events. And in that session, it was clear that change, that transformation, is where we must be heading. If we're going to be grace for us and for others moving forward, we must be ready and willing to change. We must be ready and willing to take off the sheep's garment and become shepherds for each other. Hear it from the shepherd. I don't know if I'm good, but I'll try. I do try to be good. So let's hear it from the good shepherd, Jesus. I am the good shepherd, he said. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. My friends, I'm here for you. We're now in my second year here. I'm here for you. We are here for you. The congregation is here for you. We are here for each other. And we must be here for others as well. We must be grace for the other sheep who are not here yet. Because Jesus said, I have other sheep that do not yet belong to this fold. I must bring them also. We must, to be grace, we must bring them also. This week starts the General Conference of the United Methodist Church, the first one since 1972 that we have a real, actual, numerical opportunity to change the course of this ship, of this denomination, and remove language from our rule book, from the book of discipline, that has excluded so many for so long, that would exclude me from this pulpit if it weren't for your grace and welcoming and love and the grace and welcome of our bishop. My friends, pray for the General Conference, yes. And also pray for us here at Grace UMC as we take off the sheep's clothing and reveal God's calling to us to be shepherds on the inside, serving all, serving each other, serving the other sheep that God has for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, so be it.
In your presence, Lord.